the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, folks. This has turned out to be a two-part episode, folks. Eddie Greer, host of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, as now my soundboard wants to play it again. Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 continues. This is going to be part two of this episode 307 or 308 now, the podcast. Obviously, my recorder ran out of memory, so now to get a new, my backup recorder here, I will take care of that. So this is going to be a two-parter, so apologize for that yet again. So again, I've done a lot of recording in between the two podcasts as well, so apologies for that. So definitely this is going to be a two-parter, but this is going to be a 15-minute here. Well, actually, not even that, because... So apologies for that, but this is a 3-1 NASCAR Podcast EG3 again. If you're new to the podcast, welcome on board to this NASCAR podcast. You like what you're hearing this weekend. Again, I posted an episode yesterday. Please go back and download it. Check that out. Please subscribe wherever you get your racing podcast, whether you get that from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, we're on that, and a couple more podcasting platforms out there as well. 3-1 NASCAR Podcast heading to the home stretch here of the regular season. So, yes, as I said before, the memory on my recorder, my main recorder, was full. Dear Grant Evering, congratulations to him. He's moving on to the round of eight here, setting up the stage now for today's race, Indianapolis Road Course race. Last year, we saw A.J. Allmendinger win the race there after Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin episode there as well. So this is going to be turned into a daily. Top of the hour, I got to get ready to rock and roll for the rest of my Sunday, including watching this road course race. So I'm not going to be too long on this. But, yes, I already said a lot on episode 306, so definitely go back and check that out. Yes, well, obviously, Pocono saw a JGR kind of day until you put them under the microscope with the cars, and he did not post-tech. Denny Hamlin originally won his seventh one until that happened. Take that away. Chase Briscoe won that there as well. And of course, I talk about that a lot on episode 306 as well. But yes, so later on today, down to business here, Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. Early start here. Kudos to them. 1:30, well, at least on the sheet anyways. 2:30 Eastern time, 1:30. Before I leave for my Sunday duties here, I will try to get both of these posted here for you guys here. So, yeah, again, this is going to be kind of a, as I call it in my Pro Project podcast, a daily edition, weekend edition of the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. So this is not going to be 20 minutes because of the fact that I am running out of time. Okay, so we all know this. I said I was going to do the starting lineup, wasn't I? Yes, I was. So we're going to do that to wrap up the show. So I talked about Tyler Reddick in episode 307 just moments ago, right? And this guy's got a lot of momentum, mojo. And I like the fact that I'm going to call my fantasy team, fantasy squad, on the spot here. So I like how y'all giving me a few options here. I like to mix it up. And yes, I mean, I don't want to just pick the same stupid drivers every week. But the fact of the matter is, now, okay, look, I can play house money here a little bit. Y'all gonna give me Reddick? Okay, I'll take that. And another team that we'll be watching out for, who really been really dominating on these road courses, Trackhouse Racing, has been stellar. So that's another team we'll be looking out for as well. Yes, you got Daniel Suarez starting 11th, highest Trackhouse Racing car. Ross Chastain back there starting 21st. He's going to be starting around A.J. Allmendinger, recent winner of the Xfinity Series here from yesterday. as well. But again, Joe Gibbs Racing. Well, at least on the speed sheet, Christopher Bell having some speed. And he won Daytona Road Course last year, and he's going to be looking for some more bonus points. He's already locked into the playoffs. Kyle Busch, we know the story on him. How about this? Front Row Motorsports. I know I'm bouncing around the grid here. Front Row Motorsports. Both cars starting in the top 10. McDowell, obviously, lost Blake Harris for four races and 100 points. So this is a definite must-win for him. But this is not his only one. I mentioned in yesterday's podcast, Blake Harris will be back by Daytona. So he's going to get him back there. But McDowell, we'll see. McDowell's been rolling along on these road courses, and today could be one of those days as well. Joe Gibbs Racing, half and half. Christopher Bell starting fourth. Kyle Busch starts 10th. And then you got to go down here to find... You got to go down here to find Denny Hamlin, 15th. Mark Trish Jr., 25th. Down here on the speed sheet. So I got no confidence there. And that's saying something there as well here. All right, so top 10 here. Reddick will lead into the field of green. This guy, Austin Cindric, can he get it done? Cindric will start second, and this will be big for Penske. Obviously, Roger Penske, the owner of this racetrack now, and his driver, Austin Cindric, who is still hanging on right now. Let's not sugarcoat this now. Evan McDowell is talking in the top 30 in points. I gotta go back and check that here real quick while I'm saying that. I'm gonna go find out right now. At the same time, Todd Gillen, the top 30 in point standings. I'm gonna go right now. And then McDowell is still after that 100 point penalty there as well. Let's see. Yes, he is. Unlike Coyle Joy. Sorry, Coyle Joy. It's just what it is. Todd Gillen, 29th right now. So he wins. You be in. Joe, so Todd Gillen, he shows the speed around the truck. So, yeah, that a guy like that had opportunity to win. Chase Briscoe, he had opportunity to win this race last year. He starts third. Bell, we already mentioned him. Joey Logano in the fifth position. Ryan Blaney. So all Penske cars, along with the front row cars, inside the top 10. Blaney, McDowell, Chase Elliott, Todd Gillen, and Kyle Busch. And we all know the threat that the 9 post is. Excuse me. The 9 post is on road courses. He's starting in the 8th position. Looking down here, Daniel Suarez, already mentioned him, 11th. Brad Keselowski has some speed as well. He starts 12th in this race here. Let's not forget again, it's kind of in the forgot. Everyone, you know, hasn't mentioned the Kyle Larson, you know, down here. Keselowski has been kind of been weaving in the wings a little bit here, showing a little bit of speed every week, improving that speed gain. He's in the top 30 in points. 12th, Harrison Burton will start 13th. Eric Almirola, 14th. Denny Hamlin rolls off 15th. Chris Buescher starts 16th. Justin Haley, 17th. Harvick, 18th. Bubba Wallace, 19th. Adrian Allmendinger will roll off 20th. Your Xfinity winner. Looking for a back-to-back in the Cup Series. That will be something else. That's something to watch right there. Bubba Wallace was in the Xfinity Series race yesterday. Chastain, Larson, Byron, Custer, Truex. Position 21st to 25th. Gibbs, Hand, Bowman, Dillon. The Dillon brothers. 16th to 30th. LaJoy, Balicki, Ware, Heismans, Jones. Eric Jones signed that multi-year deal. A lot of work to do. He's 31st to 35th. And then, of course, Kayat, Josh Williams, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Shotgun in the field. Rules out 38. So that's tail of tape right there, folks, on that. So this is going to be a unique end to this podcast. So there's that for the Ferocity 200. Again, we will have all the breakdown in the next edition of the podcast. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it? Wherever you get your podcast. That is going to wrap things up for another edition. Two-part edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Today, I'll get these both out as soon as possible. Again, Eddie Greer, appreciate you guys again. And again, sorry for not clearing out my main memory bank on my main recorder here before I'm going to the backup. So you have 50 minutes plus coverage of podcasts. Even throw that in, yesterday's in here, over an hour coverage of Racing Talk here in the 3 on NASCAR podcast. And we will recap it all on the Indianapolis Road Course edition of the podcast next week as well, as well as have the Bubble Edition playoff watch as well. But luckily, I've already talked about most of this on yesterday's show, so there's that as well. But hey, can Tyler Reddick make it back-to-back road course wins? Can Chase Elliott rein back in his road course dominance, folks? Or are we going to have a surprise winner kissing the bricks at Indianapolis, folks?
Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.